Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central.
And a good Saturday morning to you, pardon my voice. Live from the 47th Annual Lone Star Street Rod Association, the state run in Granbury, Texas. It's the In Wheel Time car talk show just ahead. Talk to some more of the participants in this week's happenings out here. Jeff will have five cool classics you can get for under $10,000. I thought that was a pretty cool feature. Later, Conrad has this week's car clinic, and we'll also have the stories making automotive news headlines this week. It's all straight ahead on this edition of the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World Mars,
right.
King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin. He's off camera, but by golly, he's here.
I want to go join a pirate ship after listening to
you. I know.
There you go.
And that's it. And we have over here with us today, joining us at our remote event, is the fabulous and ever popular David Ainsley. We thank you all so much for joining us today on our live broadcast. Again, pardon my voice. My pilot brought me this.
So Don thought inside he'd bring
it to us. Inside of a closed helicopter.
I would hope it was closed.
It was enclosed.
Is that what you kids are calling it now?
That's it. So my apologies. I'm actually, my voice, at least I have a voice today. Yesterday I had none, so what's that? Joining us here in the remote studio at, what is the name of this park?
Hewlett.
What was the... Camp Granada. Welcome to Camp Granada. Remember that? Tammy Dooley, and she is the voice of the Granbury Convention and Visitors Bureau, and thank you for joining us.
Yay.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to see you in person, because last we talked to you about a month or so ago, we talked to you about this event, and glad you could stop by. You've got lots of stuff going on here in Granbury today.
We do, but this is our premier event. We love this event, and it's a big deal to our community.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that the people at the hotel recognize that. They were so nice to us when we checked in. Oh, we've got you covered and all of this. And this is at the Holiday Inn Express over here, who has, by the way, the best breakfast buffet that I have had in years. At a, you know, Saturday morning buffet at the hotel.
And
they're really good.
And they put it out early for us because it wasn't supposed to be out until 7. And they talked about how important this event was for their hotel, that, you know, they were almost sold out. I think they said a couple of people had canceled just due to cost of travel for some of them. But they were very excited about having a Lone Star Street Rod Association in town as well.
So what kind of car did you bring today to the event?
I know nothing about cars, but I drive a BMW X5, and that's all I know.
Nice car.
That's good. It's been recalled.
Oh, great. Of course
so
it has.
Give Mike your keys, and we'll take care of
that. Yeah, we'll take care of that for you. Just wanted to throw that in there. There are other events happening here, and I'm kind of anxious to hear it because we've been here for a couple of hours. It's our last hour of the show, but... I want to know about the other events that are going on here today.
Well, there are so many things happening this weekend, and you're right. This event brings so many hotel rooms to the community, well over 1,000 for, you know, over 3 days. And so, but we also have a big fishing tournament, the Rotary Fishing Tournament that's happening. So we have fishermen and fisherwomen everywhere.
And let me just expand on that for just a minute. We did not know about the lake, much less the 29-mile lake.
She mentioned that last time.
She mentioned that the town was on the lake, but I mean that was kind of it. It was kind of like
it's no big deal. It's just on the lake.
Yeah, it did not do justice.
I know it's a huge lake.
And isn't it gorgeous?
It is.
It is so gorgeous, right through the center of town, right by the historic downtown. So we do obviously a lot of recreational boating activities, fishing activities. So that's always going on. And then we have a big Art in the Vines event with a Pemberton Winery on Sunday.
I saw that. That was at the hotel. They gave us a card.
They were sharing that with us at the hotel.
So we have a big art tourism market here. here. A lot of artists live here, a lot of very famous artists, writers. So we have a lot of art events. So we encourage people to come for the weekend and see the beautiful cars.
So this is like Texas version of Carmel. Or Pebble Beach.
Yeah, very much so.
See, there you go.
Exactly.
I just gave that to you.
Exactly. And then tonight we have a big girls' night out shopping event on the square. So
I want to go to that.
It is amazing. All you will see is pink everywhere, and they'll be shopping all over the square and big award thing, not awards, door prize drawing and all that tonight at 7. So
I heard they have a poker walk.
There's a poker walk through the shopping.
You know, go.
Yes.
Wait a minute. What is a poker walk?
So you go, you walk into different boutiques in town, and they give you going there and let them know that you're part of the poker walk, and they're going to give you a poker card.
A playing card.
And then at the end of the event, who has the best hand?
Who has the best poker hand?
Oh.
But you have
how
to
cool
go
is that?
Go, you have five different stops right. that you have to make. Of course, you're going to go into
how
other
would you
stores.
Know about this?
Because wow. I paid attention.
Whoa.
How did I know about the lake and you didn't?
Well, I've done poker runs on boats where you stop at different marinas around to get stuff to
done
get the cards and
cars,
poker runs and cars. And first time I've heard of a poker walk. What a great idea!
Well, the Lone Star Street Ride Association has actually done this for years, and it encourages all of the visitors here in town to go to our historic downtown square. And our historic downtown square was the first downtown square put on the National Registry of Historic Places. So the whole square is in the registry, and it's just a big deal. And our community won Best Historic Small Town in America the last 3 years.
Congratulations.
For USA Today. We have a lot of history, a lot of great folklore history, and just really neat things. So it used to be a secret gem hidden Granbury, Texas, but
that's
now,
not GYM, that's GEM. Yeah.
Exactly. And now it's the word is out, so we have people moving here, retiring here. It's a great community.
Well, yeah, did you have anybody ask you hey, I heard mentioned that you're married to Tom. Did you have anybody say that to you at any point after our last interview?
That was so funny when you said that, because the older I get and the older my husband gets, fewer people know what I'm talking about if I mention that, you know. But like I mentioned, my husband's name is Mike, but he gets called Tom all the time.
Well, that's good. Michael Tom Dooley.
Yes.
There you go.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Well, besides all of the revenue that is generated by this particular event here, there are so many people that speak so highly of the actual community itself. And I think that that speaks volumes. And this little Hewlett Park, I remember this time, Hewlett Park is a little, it's more than a pocket park, but we would kind of consider this a little pocket park.
It's so great. The city has many parks, and the BRA that controls the lake, the Brazos River Authority, has parks on the lake. And so, I mean, everyone's looking for recreational outdoor activities, and this is a perfect example of
that.
We
were talking to a realtor last night.
Yes, I was about to bring
dinner.
That up. Yep.
Yeah, and she was wonderful, and she loves it here, has lived here for many years. And
she lives on the water.
On the water, and she was talking about the real estate on the water and how affordable they are. We're going, oh, yeah, sure. She says, no, it really is the truth that apparently.
You got the $1 million ones, but you have some more affordable ones as well. So she said it definitely crosses the range of what you want, even on the water, that you can get some stuff that's, you know.
It does.
Affordable.
It does. And a lot of our realtors have started taking people on boat tours, so you can see the backside of the homes and from the water view. And it really, really gets you excited about, oh, my goodness, I need to live in Granbury.
Boat?
I do not have a boat, but I have lots of friends with boats.
That's the best way.
That's the best way.
And I understand there's also some pretty good golf in the area.
Great golf courses. You know,
more than one?
Oh, yeah.
How many people live here?
Just over 10,000 in the proper Granbury, but around us we have about 75,000.
Because there was a little town that we came up through, Alto or
Acton.
I'm not sure which way you came.
Acton.
Oh, it's so wonderful. The grave of Davy Crockett's widow the name just went out of my mind.
Mrs. Crockett.
Yeah.
Mrs. Crockett.
Okay. Elizabeth Crockett. And her tombstone is there in the cemetery, and it was used to be the smallest, like, a state park for her tombstone.
Oh, wow.
I think they've changed the designation a little bit now, but it is worth seeing. And that's just, you know, right up the road.
Why isn't she buried next to Davy?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because Davy was captured at the Alamo.
And his remains are in San Antonio. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. And actually, it had to do with her receiving some land in Acton and Granbury all those years ago. And then she probably died years later. So a lot of the family members still live here.
So Hewlett Park.
Really? That's cool.
I know. It's so cool. Again, best historic small town in America.
Hey, what's your name? Jimmy Crockett.
Jimmy Crockett, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, you go say?
Was there a Don Hewlett was in town? Was he a car dealer or something at one point? What's the relationship to Hewlett, the name Hewlett?
Now you guys are asking me difficult questions.
Okay,
I don't know the answer to that.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We'll look it up somewhere.
Okay.
Don Hewlett Chevrolet.
Don Hewlett. Yeah. I don't know that.
That sounds, it's something.
Yes.
I called on him up here years and years and years ago.
It could be. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not related to George Armstrong Custer either, so not that I know of
anyway.
You looked
in the mirror.
But no. I thought you were at the Battle of Bull Run with him.
No, it was Jimmy Armstrong, Three Fingers.
Yeah. I had a brother named Jimmy, so.
So what's the next Visit Granbury event you have coming up?
We do something almost every weekend, but the next big event is our hometown 4th of July celebration, and we've won so many different awards with that, and, you know, of course, they shoot the fireworks over the lake.
You're going to have a car parade?
Yes, we will have a great parade. It's already sold out.
They also had that information at the hotel they were sharing with
us. See how good they are? Yes. Our hotel partners are amazing, and they love this event. The Hilton, the Holiday Inn, the Best Western, all of them are so involved in this. And we communicate with them a lot because we want visitors who are coming to their hotels to come visit all these events when they're in town.
Well, it's funny because the people that run or work at the hotel, they clearly live here. They're embedded into the community, and this is all part of them.
And they promote all the great tourism here, and they're appreciative of that. So we really have a great relationship with our stakeholders. And so when an event like this is coming into town, they're going to make it a big deal because we want them to come back every year. They have a lot of choices where they could go, and we want to keep them in Granbury. So, yeah.
It's a great rod run. I went the wrong way. He went the right way to get up here from Houston. And
we came up through Waco and the back roads in. It was actually a pretty good little
drive. That's a great drive.
It was a great little drive.
Yeah, that's a great drive.
Well, the one that we went on sucked.
Which one? You
45 to Ennis.
Oh. No, yeah. I mean that.
She's just going to leave it right there.
Ennis is a beautiful community.
I actually thought we were
but
going.
But Midlothian is a speed trap. Don't speed in Midlothian. You're going to get a ticket.
Again, I'm a tourism director. Everything's good.
Yeah. I actually thought we were going in circles because I saw the sign frontage like five times. So I thought we were like keep going around.
Oh, gosh.
Frontage roads.
Yes, yes. But I'm glad you saw different scenic routes into Granbury, and you could see how lovely that is. And it is great. And we're so close to the Metroplex that so many visitors
come. How many
come
miles
from
are
there.
You? How long does it take you to get to Fort Worth? To the stockyards, let's say.
25 minutes.
Oh, really?
It's so close. And then
is it the highway to get there?
Yeah, sure. It's real easy. And
is it 35 west?
No. It's 377 right into Fort Worth.
Okay.
It's so easy. And so we have a lot of people that come stay the weekend here, especially when we have an event like this. They want to come be part of it. And so they get a hotel room or a vacation rental, and they spend the weekend here and eat in the restaurants and see all the great events because this is free to the public. So.
Yeah.
I had a friend when I worked for General Motors who we worked out of Las Colinas, which is up near the DFW airport, and he lived in Granbury, but that was probably back in the late 80s, early 90s, which was maybe before Granbury became as well known as it is today.
Exactly.
It's well known because of all your efforts.
Oh, I'd like to think so. I think the city does an amazing job on promoting Granbury and handling the growth, because so many people are moving here. But I've lived in the area since 1993, and I can tell you the growth has been amazing. And now it's a whole different vibe here. I mean, the square, which years ago was filled with great boutiques and maybe some lunch stops, is now got all kind of great dining, restaurants, and then a lot of vacation rentals above the square. So it's its own world down in the square. So you can come out of the Opera House or the New Granbury Live, seeing a show, and then go into great bars and have more entertainment and ice cream places.
Yeah, all in walking distance. Because when we came by, we kind of came through old downtown, and I noticed the Opera House. Yeah, well, I noticed the Opera House and some great-looking restaurants just walking, you know, basically across the street or up the block from it.
Exactly. I was on the square last night, and it was booming, and there were events happening all around the square, and we have a trolley, a beautiful...
Saw it at our hotel.
...trolley that picks up guests to all the hotels, most of the hotels, and it makes it convenient. They can take you right downtown, and now we have a new little trolley app that you can track the trolley and see exactly what time it's going to be where. And, you know, you don't have to wait at all.
How long have you had this job?
I've been here about 3.5 years.
Lucky you.
Yes, I love it. Oh my God, I absolutely love it. I have the best job in the world.
Well, to live in the town that you're promoting and have lived here this long, you've learned some of the history of the town.
Yes.
But it's a town like this. You can live in a town in another state and not really appreciate it and try your best to promote it.
You could live in Muleshoe, Texas.
Yeah, that's
what
I was thinking.
I've not been to Muleshoe. Apparently you have.
Yeah, there is a Muleshoe, Texas.
I know that.
There's a Godibo, Oklahoma. I don't know that they'd be promoting it, though.
Well, I'm just saying that, so she's got it. She's got it right.
Well, I have I can tell you I have a long career in tourism, and I have promoted some communities that may not have been as wonderful as Granbury, but they were all great and unique communities. But I can tell you that it helps a lot when you have a great starting base, and that would be Granbury. So,
where are you from originally?
I'm an Army brat. So my dad was in the military, so I lived all over the world, Germany, California, Arizona. So I've traveled everywhere. I think the longest we ever lived anywhere was 3 years, and that was Munich, Germany, until I got married, and my husband and I have been married 33 years.
Tom.
Oh, gosh.
You got to go. Hey, Tom. I mean, Mike, I'm sorry. I'm home, honey.
So, so we've lived here and owned our own company, and so anyway, sold that in 2018, and the city of Granbury hired me, and it's been great ever since.
Well, it's great to meet you. Yeah. Great to see you in person. You know, we do these interviews over Zoom, and Zoom obviously doesn't do anybody any favors, including us, not only just in getting a hold of people, but...
Sometimes the lag in the communication can be a little bit of a struggle on Zoom as well.
Well, thank you for doing that for me on Zoom. That was really cool. I was coming to you from New Mexico, so...
Yeah, it was good. Tammy Dooley. Granbury. Is it Convention and Visitors Bureau?
It is. We also go by Visit Granbury, and I brought you all gifts today.
Oh,
and
boy.
You can, I mean, you know, Lake Life.
Are we going to fight? We're going to fight over
yes,
the gifts?
Yes, you can fight. There's sunglasses. There's even things for ladies.
Dawn's purse.
And the sunglasses float.
And no, that's smart.
We don't.
That's actually pretty smart.
Yeah, we don't.
And this is our Foodie Trail t-shirt. I brought you some gift bags, some lanyards, chapstick, Visit Granbury, so you could take with you.
Thank you.
And more. So you guys can just decide who gets what.
And continue to promote Granbury for you.
And continue to promote Granbury.
Well, Tammy, thank you. Thanks again. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank all you right. all.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us on today's In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Time now for the racing calendar. What do you got there, bud?
Well, it's already started, or it's about to start, and that is the 24 Hours of Le Mans.
Le Mans.
So it starts at 11 o'clock this morning, and it goes until 11 o'clock tomorrow. It's 24 hours.
Thank you.
The good news is the Corvette team is on the pole and the front row.
By the way, speaking of that, did you happen to see the new Cadillac GP
hypercar?
Oh my God, is that thing unbelievable or what? They just debuted it this week. It's going to race next year. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
And and the hope with that car is to get to Le Mans because it had to meet certain criteria to get to Le Mans. Yeah. And the current Cadillacs are not certified to go race there. So, and then also June 26th is the 100th running of the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb.
Not so much into that anymore since it's gone asphalt.
Well,
it's kind of lost its pizzazz.
Richard Tomlin's going to be there. Yeah. And he's got a couple of fun cars, and I think we're going to talk to him about what's going on.
Not today.
And then next weekend is the Bristol Dragway. This weekend, NASCAR is at Sonoma, which is a road course, which is always going to be fun to see. Formula One is at Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan. I like to say that word.
And then on the 19th, they're going to be at the Canadian Grand Prix. IMSA goes to Watkins Glen on the 26th. And then IndyCar will be
I'd like to go to Watkins Glen.
Oh, yeah. It's a good historic place to go visit, even just the town. And then IndyCars will be at Road America tomorrow as well.
IndyCars at Road America.
Lots of racing this weekend.
There's another place I want to go. I never went to Road America.
Nope, I've never been there either.
That's in Wisconsin, by the way.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Cheeseheads.
Shut up.
Wisconsin.
Well,
it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. You ever had any cheese curds?
Yes, I have. Squeakies is what they called them. They squeak when you rub them on your cheese.
Jeff, that is a look for you, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
Yep, you're looking good.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of Jeff,
but
it's time now.
You didn't put the earrings on.
It's time now for Jeff's five cool classics under $10,000.
That's right. Five cool. So five cool cars under $10,000. And I've got my video guy working on that right now. 1966, and these are in no particular order. 1966 Chevrolet Corvair, launched in the 60s.
I had a 65.
You did, and it was the second generation. Came four engine options, which was a 95, a 110, a 140, and a turbocharged 185 horsepower.
Yep.
So not particularly horsepower, but it
is
what it is.
It was a hot rod.
Yeah. The next one would be a 1962 Ford Thunderbird, and I see there's some Thunderbirds across the way there. In 62, it's also known as most desirable regarding vintage cars, which makes the 62 Thunderbirds widely available, usually in great condition and still under $10,000.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that'd have been that under $10,000.
Well, I've got more, but the five and time, the time will allow for five. So 1968.
No, we want to do 10.
Okay, 1968.
We've got time for 10.
1968, Mercury Cougar, which I like the car.
You know, hideaway headlights.
Well, you know, it's all based on the Mustang, too, because the Mustangs, the Mercury Cougars have never been as popular since their launch in 67. Shortly after the introduction of the Mustang.
Went down the same assembly line as the Mustang.
Right, yep. They had two models. They had a base, and then they had the XR7.
That's the one you want.
Oh, yeah.
And the 68s came in a standard Ford engine. You know, it just dropped them all in the same time. 1970 Datsun 240Z.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
Let me absorb
under
this.
$10,000.
Under $10,000.
Wait a minute. A 1970
first year.
Datsun 240Z.
240Z.
First year.
Definitely part of the greatest
vintage that hasn't rusted into the ground yet.
They're inexpensive.
If you can find one.
Right. Easily recognizable, and it's inspired by the Jaguars XKEs.
It
was inspired by the long hood.
And it had this straight six in it, didn't it?
240, correct. It had an L24 2.4 liter four-speed manual transmission. And it was one of the top-of-the-line cars to drive back then in the Datsun.
Sure, I remember it.
Called the Fair Lady in Japan.
Yep. 1952 Chevrolet 3100 truck. Commonly agreed that the Chevys between 49 and 53 were some of the best-looking trucks ever made. That's
really?
Mm-hmm. Unless you're a Ford fan.
Right.
I wouldn't think that.
In spite of the popularity, it's still quite easily to find them. They're cheap and on sale in certain places. They're not going to be pristine and rebuilt and everything, but you got to do that yourself. Came with a straight six, either in a 216.
That's a 235 blue
235
flame.
Or a 261. Yep. You can drop a 350 in it, according to this.
Tub it out, LS.
Thank you, Don. Yeah. You've got it written down. Yeah. So those are the top five. Yeah.
Some of those really surprised me because I really didn't think the the 240 would fall in an under $10,000 category.
Yep. I had a 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. I bought it from a mechanic at Richardson Chevrolet.
Oh, saw my you God. Coming.
Yeah, saw me coming. I don't know how much I paid for it. It wasn't much. I was really getting into the Corvette, so I took the 77 Corvette off the street. And I needed a car to drive every day while I was working on getting the Corvette fixed up for show prep, if you will.
The trailer queen.
No, it never went. Well, it only went on a hauler one time to Oklahoma City and was a terrible mistake. But at any rate, the 55 had an extra gas tank in it, had custom interior bucket seats, huge homemade console, air conditioning that hung underneath the dash, all the stuff that you need, including a CB radio.
Oh, yeah. You had to have a CB.
Breaker 1.9.
That's it. And it
so
had,
what was your CB handle?
Texas Skywave.
Texas Skywave.
You were doing helicopters way back then?
Nope.
How did you get Skywave?
That was B radio.
Oh, okay.
That, remember?
See,
I used to be on the radio.
You were visionary. Because now you're in the helicopter waving at people in traffic. So you were Texas Skywave.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a stretch.
That's a long ways to go for that one. Yeah.
Here, have some more of this. But at any rate, that truck turned out to be a total pain. It had huge rust holes in the cab. And it still had the gas tank behind the seat.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And the extra
safety,
one.
A safety feature.
Yeah.
Wanted to make sure the other one was in the bed.
Yep. And it was, and it had a tooth missing on
the grill,
on the flywheel, on the
the starter, plate, the ring gear,
the plate, bolt up to the transmission plate,
the flywheel.
They had an automatic, well, what do you call it?
Flex plate.
That's it.
Had a tooth missing.
So every now and then you'd
have to. Oh my God! And it would leave me in the worst. You know, it wouldn't crank because the tooth was missing.
You just get a breaker bar
with an inch and a half.
Yeah, right. And you're on a date.
And you just rotate the crankshaft a little bit, and then it would start.
That's so, what you would do. I wouldn't do that.
So what else did you do? Wait for your mom and dad to come pick you up when you were on the date?
No, I did not.
So
I left
the
car.
Pushed, she pushed?
Well, she pushed.
Hey. The car won't start. Can you push?
Get out.
It's only a mile and a half till we get home.
Yeah, it's going to be your dad that's after us. So.
The In Wheel Time Car Show streams on iHeartRadio, Facebook, YouTube, and InWheelTime.com. Podcasts available on your favorite podcast channel. In Wheel Time Car Talk Show continues right after this quick break.
Father's Day weekend, Saturday, June 18th, 2022. It's the next Tailpipes and Tacos cruise in, and you're invited. Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition will be at the same Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 18th. It's the only place cruisers compete for trophies and other prizes. Enter your vehicle for best hot rod, best classic, and best modern classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest cruise in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods, and get Loopy Tortilla breakfast, tacos, and adult beverages. There's no entry fee, and cars will automatically compete for custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It all happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Kick off summer with Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition, Saturday, June 18th. The In Real Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Celebrate Father's Day, the start of summer, and the return of Tailpipes and Tacos, Saturday morning, June 18th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting. Want to take a minute to tell you about Gulf Coast Auto Shield, a Houston detail company like no other. Gulf Coast Auto Shield offers paint correction services that'll give your car, truck, or SUV a like-new shine. Afterwards, you'll want to protect it with a professionally installed nano-ceramic coating or protection film. Worried about your very expensive windshield getting damaged, broken, or cracked? Let Gulf Coast Auto Shield install ExoShield, a windshield protection film. Give John Gray a call today or check out their website, gcautoshield.com. Hey, whether you own a new, ultra-expensive, exotic, or a five-year-old Suburban, Gulf Coast Auto Shield will help keep your investment looking like the day it rolled off the assembly line. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is conveniently located on the South Sam Houston Parkway, just south of I-69, the Southwest Freeway. Meet the staff and check out all of their services online right now at gcautoshield.com. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 car talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeart Radio app and ask for In Wheel Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device, and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeart Radio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeart Radio app, search for In Wheel Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Wheel Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheelTimeCarTalk. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.